Dear Laura, by Elijah Dumba, Chapter 4. That same afternoon, as Mr. Alinda was in his office, he got a call from his secretary.
Yes, Nancy,
he sighed. After a thorough listen, he asked,
Are you sure?
The rest of the news had him drive Nancy's car in a race against time. He parked at a scene where his driver was being covered in a body bag. He rushed through to take a closer look at the body as tears glittered in his eyes.
Son, this is impossible.
The whisper escaped through the wind, unheard by anyone else. He got to the body bag and the paramedics let him see. This is your driver, right? Asked a police officer with a pen and paper on a small writing board.
Yes, and I was with him this morning, replied Mr. Alinda.
Is this your car over here? Asked the officer again.
Yes,
answered Mr. Alinda. Good. I understand you have campaigning to do, so I'm going to help you avert this matter from the press as much as I can. We are going to require your help with the investigation, though, said the officer. At the end of the long day, he spoke of the horror to Natalia as they were in a large bed that seemed to have shrunk by the time. He had held her so tight and she lay restlessly in his broad, hairy chest.
Joseph, I told you not to go for parliament, remember?
Breathed Natalia, and Mr. Alinda replied,
As if it were yesterday, my love.
Far from imprisonment after the war, I feel you need a bigger lesson to teach you not to play with fire. Laura and I can never survive a day without you. You are important to us. She added,
Honey, I understand that, but I must change something in the nation. My friend is tired and old, and if I do not take his place, the nation will bleed more red than it already is.
Mama, Mr. Alinda, I just need you to trust me and help keep our daughter smiling.
The press knows not of this, and Laura does not need to. The last thing I need is for her to worry over my opponent's wrath. I fear she may fall into an unending ditch.
Surely, as any housewife, Natalia was capable of prattling about any issue to pass the time, but Mr. Alinda trusted her, yes, for he knew she loved Laura with all her heart. The sweetest gift from God, she had coined her.
The two spent the night awake as if they'd been caffeine drugged, and the following morning would have been like the rest if it were not for the different state of mind.
The cricket sounded louder, and the birds, usual beautiful morning song, rather scary this time around. The sun seemed brighter, and Natalia felt drawn to draw the curtains. Her entire body was quiverish, and her temperature seemed off the chart. She was close to breaking into a fever.
An unusual, incessant knock at the door got her heart thumping like a thousand thunderbolts, and Joseph was awoken.
Upon checking through the window, he saw the guard still on guard, hence the would-be intruder being either known to them or stealthy as a mouse.
Down the stairs he ran, looking like he was back in the war, tying his heavy robe together.
I hope she's okay. He heard Daisy's voice and then sighed with relief. I called her phone and she wasn't picking up, and so I decided to drop by and announce and take her to school later on.
Elijah had got unusually lucky. He had been called the day before by an American number.
Heard you're a good driver. I want you to pick me up at the airport in the morning. I'll be paying in dollars. I hope that's okay.
Said the anonymous American character.
I'm a usual in Uganda. Don't worry. I know it like the back of my hand.
Elijah replied, All right, sir. I'll be there first thing, mister. The ellipsis inquired the caller's name.
Rashford,
snapped the American.
Bill Rashford.
He had picked him up, and they were almost making their way out of Entebbe Town when they ran into a rather lengthy queue of cars in traffic. Hoots from a far end to another were sounded in an unsettled manner.
Elijah, right?
Murmured Bill, a mysterious figure in his back seat who hadn't uttered a word since the beginning of the trip. He had dark brown hair, almost blonde, and blue eyes which gave off a piercing glance.
Me? Yes, sir, snapped Elijah.
You seem like a nice guy, asserted Bill. You needn't be, but you're perfect.
Puzzled by the words, he inquired politely. Might I butt in to inquire what you mean? Bill chuckled and said,
Of course.
After his grin faded, he wore a serious look.
I got a lawyer. Bastard could be a spy if he wanted to. He told me quite a lot about you.
Bill grinned and then chuckled.
You're scared, aren't you? I wonder how many talents and possibilities are hidden under your skull.
He pulled a pistol with a silencer out of his coat and rasped,
Elijah, allow me to put you out of your misery.